As in, what, in FPL?
Yeah, yeah.
About 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Apologies in advance if anyone decides to start drilling downstairs as they did on the main podcast, or setting off a fire alarm downstairs as they did when I did the advanced tier patron video this morning as well. These things can't be helped, unfortunately. I'm delighted to say for today's Game Week 6 differential show preview, I'm joined by Adam Gearin. How are you, Adam?
I'm very good, mate. Thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for giving up your time for us, mate. Tell the patrons a little bit about yourself, mate.
Honestly, FPL fanatic, ex rugby player. Mate, anything competitive, and when you start tracking it all, and slagging your mates off and getting one up on them, mate, I was there with bells on. So I've been playing it for about 14, 15 years. I started with Yahoo back in the day.
Yahoo, and then jumped onto
FPL. So, mate, love it. Love the bragging rights, and I think, apart from the last couple of seasons, I've been pretty consistent, top 50, top 10K. Just want to get back to it because I've had a couple of shit seasons, as I said.
What's a couple of shit seasons?
I think last year was 1. No, last year was 460,000, and the season before that was 1.5 million. So, I was messing around doing a couple of teams, doing dead and minus 56. And I just want to concentrate this season.
Team's dead. You don't have to think about it once it's done, right?
Yeah, I know. But you check it. I keep checking it. I've got like a OCD, mate. Like, yeah.
The OCD's wanting to change it, surely. It's like all the talk on the Zombie League this week has been fucking, I went without Haaland. Season over, basically. Yeah, possibly looks that way, which we might come on to. You got something very exciting happening in your personal life at the moment. You happy to share that?
Yeah. So, living in Berlin at the moment. We moved over here for my wife's job in February. Amazing city. I think we mentioned a couple of things before coming on. You kind of get these things drilled into you when you're younger. And I came here expecting to be, the enemy, being British. But yeah, incredible place, Germany and Berlin.
It's a myth, isn't it? The great people, massive. Germans, yeah.
Yeah, massively. So got some friends here for life. But things haven't worked out, and we're moving to Sydney next month. So just crossing the T's and dotting the I's on immigration stuff and getting our dog over there, which costs more than getting us both over there combined, which is great. but yeah.
Good luck. Whereabouts in Oz?
Just south of Sydney. It's a place called Cronulla, if anyone knows it. But mate, I can't fucking wait. Cannot wait.
We certainly have some patrons in Australia and New Zealand. I'm sure someone local will give you a welcome or something. Give Adam a shout if you're down that way, guys, when he gets down there. Who's your team, Adam?
I'm rolling this week.
No, who's your fucking football team?
Man United, mate.
Three wins on the road. Title charge is on, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid just yet, mate. I think we just need to keep ticking these wins off, win ugly. I would love to get back to the time where it's just like, we don't give a shit if we'll concede, we'll score more goals than you, because that's good football, that's fun football to watch. But thankfully, neither of us have to suffer Mourinho anymore and park in the bus, a bit of anti-football. But yeah, mate, just top four would be mint, but build something, that's what I want. And I think a lot of the guys in the chat on Slack is just like, I don't really care if we lose, just put the fucking effort in. That's all we want to see.
But they've done that since Brentford, haven't they?
Yeah. Obviously, Liverpool was incredible. I hope they do it again against Arsenal this weekend. As I said, I've got quite a few Arsenal mates. So it's starting to ramp up the chat, which is great.
I feel sorry for you, mate. Right, let's get on with the nitty-gritty stuff. Let's do predictions for game week 6. And then me and Adam are going to remember, like me and Clayton didn't. Wasn't Clayton good, by the way. We're going to remember to actually talk about our own FPL teams. Although I haven't thought about it much, so I haven't got that much to say currently. Let's do predictions. Everton Liverpool is the Saturday lunchtime kickoff. What have you got, Adam?
Yeah, so I'm going to contradict myself straight away by starting to say that I'm loving seeing Liverpool be a little less exciting, apart from obviously Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth are just, unfortunately, if anyone's listening that's a Bournemouth fan, I think you guys are whipping boys this year.
That's Neil Grover on a one-way flight to Oz. Sorry, take you out.
But yeah, I contradict myself straight away. I think I've got Everton 1, Fulham 4. Sorry, Fulham, Liverpool 4. I just think they're going to give him a good slapping. I think Salah's probably going to want to get himself on the scoreboard again after not showing up twice. So yeah, 4-1 Liverpool for me.
So that was the score in that fixture last season as well, which came off the back of the 2-2 behind closed doors, and the three games behind that before that were all 0-0 actually. Derbies are never straightforward, really. I don't think the 12:30 kickoff is going to help Liverpool. I'm going to guess, Adam, you're a Salah owner.
I am. Are you? I'm not captaining him this week. No.
Even though you think they'll get four.
Yeah. You bastard. Yeah.
So I might... Well, just check yourself, isn't it? That's all.
No, yeah.
I mean, they got 9 last week and he didn't score, so.
Yeah, it's one of those, mate. I've been a big proponent the last few years of, I think Salah's, he's a great fantasy asset. I don't think he'd have anywhere near as much hype if fantasy football wasn't a thing. Like, if you watch him, the passes that go astray and stuff, he's really in and out. But it's just that FOMO. If he goes off and I've not got him, it's, I'm just playing the odds.
Who capped him as it stands?
As it stands, is on Haaland. I know that Pep is talking about rotating. I think things haven't quite got stick and fast at the moment as they can get. And I think he might get, 60, 70 minutes again, potentially. He could wheel him in for 45 and let him bang a hat-trick again. So we'll see.
Interesting. I've got 2-1 Liverpool.
Okay.
I think primarily because of the 12:30 is not helpful for them. Obviously, Everton are going to make it intense atmosphere. There might be a little bit of a feel good about Everton in the sense that they've got like Idris Agana-Gueye back, James Garner is signed, might be a debut for Neil Maupay. It just might feel fresher and new. That might help with the crowd and stuff. But yeah, you would imagine Liverpool would be too strong. But I'm going to back Everton a score, and I know you've obviously done the same as well. Which is not good news for my potential double Liverpool clean sheet. Brentford versus Leeds, Adam.
Yeah, so I'm going 2-2. I'm going Desmond.
Desmond.
Yeah, they're both looking good in attack and a little bit shaky in defence, but I think they'll both go for it and then probably settle for the point each.
I've got this down for a home win, just. I've actually got this down as 1-0 Brentford. The thinking behind that is the Rodrigo loss is a little bit of a blow and Bamford's not quite ready as yet. Brentford, though, at the same time, despite the fact we talk a lot about their excellent record at home to Big Six opposition, their home record against sides like Leeds isn't necessarily the greatest. Obviously, Leeds went there and won on the final day last season. We're going to give Brentford the edge. I think they'll stick now with probably this 4-3-3. Norgaard's a bit of a loss for them. I was really impressed with Jensen Tuesday night, and he's quite a press-resistant player, and Leeds will certainly put the press on. I'm going to give Brentford a slight edge to win this 1-0.
Nice.
Chelsea, West Ham, Adam.
So the every now and again, mate, there's a few little gems that you drop out that stick with me. And one of them was Sonny for the Golden Boot last year.
I didn't tip him up this year.
You didn't. But you said that the derby, the FPL derby would, the Planet FPL derby, that West Ham would go for it and then potentially get slapped on the weekend. So I've got 3-0 Chelsea. 3-0 Chelsea. I think that you're right. I think they put a shift in. But I also think things are starting to come together slowly. Chelsea look quite wasteful. Sterling looks like he can get three or four a game at the moment. He's butchered some good chances, either offside or just missed the target. And obviously, I don't know whether Auba got, which I find hilarious as a transfer, personally. But I don't know whether he got registered in time to play. But he loves the pop-up. He loves that fresh club thing where he just pops up and bangs in the first couple of games and then goes silent for 6 months.
A lot of these new signings, and again, we're obviously probably recording this a little bit in advance of when you'll hear it. A lot of them are dependent on visa issues now because of Brexit and stuff. So I don't know if it would help that he's played and lived here before. My guess would probably be yes. And therefore, that should probably help. And therefore, he probably will be available. Whether he'd go straight into the team is probably doubtful, I would say. It's worth saying, I did say that in terms of West Ham having to play Sunday, the Planet FPL Derby Wednesday, and then this Saturday, they'd get slapped. That was before I saw Chelsea decide to basically not show up for the last 70 minutes at Southampton on Tuesday. But yes, I think it'll be a tough game for West Ham because psychologically, Chelsea away should feel a big game for West Ham. It probably doesn't so much straight off the back of playing Tottenham. So I'm going to go 2-0 Chelsea myself as well.
Yeah, I think Fofana lining up for them, if he can get on for Chelsea, and I think Reece James skipping illness, I think that's going to be bolstering their chances in the back.
I wonder if they'll throw him straight in. Reece James, I'm almost certain, will play. Yeah. He's been training since Wednesday, so get the flag off him, FPL. And to be honest, don't get the flag off him. Make him a bit cheap. I don't own him. Newcastle versus Crystal Palace, Adam.
I've gone 2-1 Newcastle. Palace are looking, you know, Vieira's working some magic, and it's good to see teams playing, you know, positive football. But I never thought I'd say with the signings that they've made that Newcastle are looking decent. ASM's looking like he's going to be back, touch and go, same as Bruno Guimaraes. But I think they're looking good. Isaac's going to play, it sounds like. So
he did pick up a bit of a dead leg. Is he right?
Well, the Athletic are saying that it's likely he's going to play.
Cool.
But touch wood. But he looked great the other night, and it's tempting. I'm getting itchy finger trying to get him in, but I'm going to hold off. I've played this game long enough to know not to knee jerk on new signings.
You won't have heard it yet because I've literally jumped from one podcast to the next. But me and Luke have a very interesting chat about Isak on the main pod about where he might play when Wilson is available.
Okay.
He's off-putting possibly, but has its positives as well if they end up playing together. I give Newcastle the edge. I think going to St. James is difficult for anybody now, as we've seen across multiple games in 2022. This is normally a low-scoring encounter. I'll back it to be so again, because as much as St. James is a tough place to go, I think Palace are difficult to beat as well. I'm going to go 1-0 to Newcastle. And if Isak's fit, I'll go one more and say he'll get the goal as well.
Nice.
Forest Bournemouth.
This was the one I took the longest to think about, to be honest. I've got one of my old bosses is a massive Forest fan. And he's been going... Season ticket, he's been going every year before I knew him. So he's given me like some pretty good feedback in terms of the players and the feeling around the stadium and the club at the moment. I'm still only going to go 2-0. I think Bournemouth they need a result. I don't think they're going to get it. I think Forest will tighten the noose on this one and push on.
Yeah, I to be honest, I don't think any Nottingham Forest fans are going to be upset hearing that prediction, mate. I think they'll be quite happy with a 2-0 win this weekend. They're not going to get, Bournemouth aren't going to get hided every week. And of course, Forest took their own slapping at Manchester City in midweek. I've got the same 2-0. I have concerns about Forest and scoring goals. I want to let you into a little secret that I think captaincy at the moment in FPL is 3-4 choices, really, even on a weekend like this where we're always Haaland available. I really considered putting Nico Williams on the top. I haven't done it on the top 10 for captaincy this week because I just thought it'd be really funny to throw in there. He's having so many chances. He created their one of their very few chances at City in midweek as well. He's absolutely got a haul coming. If I owned him, I would not want to be putting him on a bench this week. I don't think.
No chance. No chance.
I'd get him in. I think the player really to watch from this is Morgan Gibbs-White, mm-hmm. who I think is going to play more advanced than what people have realised so far. So, yeah, I've got the same, Adam. I've got 2-0 to Forest. Be kind. Tottenham versus Fulham.
Yeah, I wanted to be a dick on this one, but I can't.
You can be a dick if you want, mate. I'll just fucking throw you off.
No, so I don't know why my guts are saying it's going to be a high-scoring game. I've gone 4-2, Spurs.
4-2? Bloody hell.
Yeah. I've got Pereira. I love Mitro. Mitro's on probably the best run of his career in terms of, you know, games and goals recently. I think it's like, is it 54, 55 games and 53 goals, something like that?
It's something absurd, certainly.
Yeah. So I think Fulham will bag. I think they're tactically they're much better than what they were when Mitro was either benched or just not being used properly. But I also think that fiery fucker on the sidelines got one up on Fulham. Oh, and on most people you play. I think Conte is fantastic. And I think that he's really getting a tune out of the boys at Spurs. So not only a Spurs asset, I'm gutted to say I've got 4-2.
Okay. And you own no Tottenham at the moment, yeah?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. I've got this exactly in half of you. I've got this 2-1 to Tottenham. I agree with you. I think Fulham will score. I think I'm waiting to see a team that really presses high against Fulham. It's probably the way to play against them and keep Mitrovic as far away from the box as possible. I wonder if Willian gets integrated into a team that teams might find that even easier to do because he's not going to run in behind anymore.
He's not.
So, but I don't think Tottenham will do that tomorrow because Tottenham are generally happy to defend the box, which is a dangerous strategy. So, yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 Tottenham. I obviously think we'll win. I think it's natural to think so. I think there will be rotation. I don't have any inside, but I imagine that the wing-backs will change. I'm hopeful that Romero will be back. I think it'd be good to get some minutes in before Champions League restarts on Wednesday. I certainly expect Richarlison to start, probably in place of Son, but it could easily be Kulusevski instead. But we'd identified this fixture, not even though they've been much better than we anticipated, we'd all identified this fixture pre-season as being one where Tottenham can take a chance or two. And I think we will tomorrow. But 2-1, a difficult game, but yeah, I obviously expect to win.
Nice.
Wolves versus Southampton. Wolves need a win. Are they getting it, Adam?
I don't think so. I've gone board draw here, 0-0. Both teams can defend. Both teams can attack.
That's expert analysis right there, mate.
The only thing I know about this game is I'm not going to be watching it. I think, even though I can in Germany, mate, I'm not going to.
No, that's not the 3 o'clock game you would pick tomorrow as a new crew.
What have you got?
The Bulls have absolutely got to win this tomorrow with what's to come from fixture-wise. And I'm of a similar opinion to yourself. But I've got 1-1 down as a draw. I think Southampton are obviously in positive shape. They've had a good window, had a really good result on Tuesday. A good, nice, positive vibe about them considering they've had a tough run of fixtures. To find themselves in the top half at the moment, it's great. They'll be really pleased with that. I've got 1-1, and I think it's spelling trouble for Wolves if they don't win it.
Yeah, you've got Liverpool City next, right?
And then West Ham away and Chelsea away.
Stinger.
It's not a good run at all. Talking of City, they go to Villa in the 5:30 tomorrow. How many?
Honestly, I've gone 5.
No way, have you? Bollocks.
Yeah, I think...
Now I know why you're not captain Salah. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think if Stevie loses this one, and then if Brendan can get anything out of the next game... I think he's got to go, and it's looking pretty dark for them down the bottom. But I can't remember who was talking about you mentioned it last time about no cohesion and effort. It's tough to see that. I mean, when they were free flowing last year with Coutinho and Watkins and Danny Ings, it was great to watch, but I haven't seen a glimmer of any of it this season so far, in my opinion.
No, that would be stunning if Villa got anything, I think, at the moment. And yeah, you look at their team on paper and you go, it's half decent. It's decent now. It's at worst. It's a mid-table team, really. And I think that's where the frustration's at. They have got quality. They've even got depth, the fact that he keeps chopping and changing the team. I've got 3-0 City. I think there will be rotation. I obviously think De Bruyne will start. I think a little bit like it fell into Jamie Piggott's lap last year on route to winning official FPL. I've got De Bruyne. He didn't play in midweek. Time to stick the armband on him, I think. Considering I don't think Haaland will start. That's the way I intend to go with that. I know we joked about it with Luke. You've read that a few times with the likes of Mahrez. So we missed this one. He'll definitely play this one. But with KDB, that does feel very different. I certainly imagine he will start. Yeah, I can't see anything but very routine for City. I've got 3-0. On to the Sunday games. Brighton and Leicester is now the live game on Sky in the UK because they fucked it up by putting Chelsea West Ham on a date where the game couldn't be played. And I suspect the extra additional attention on Leicester City is probably not going to be good news for Brendan Rodgers. What do you have for this one, mate?
I've gone Brighton 2, Leicester 0.
But Leicester always score, except they didn't last night.
Yeah, exactly. They always start the game at 1-1, right?
They always start a game at 1-1.
I've got a soft spot for Leicester. It was great to see them do what they did. The club is, from a neutral point of view in this game, it's great. But then I'm also loving what Potter's doing at Brighton, who should be my local club, by the way. So apologies, from Kent originally, or Kent and Sussex. I just think Brighton are in fantastic form and Leicester can't buy a win at the moment.
Yeah, I think key for Brighton is I presume Danny Welbeck will come back into the team. Obviously, rested from the starting lineup at Fulham on Tuesday night. I think it showed. Just think, I cannot foresee how Brighton do not open Leicester up. Literally cannot visualise the way they play and the style, how they don't open Leicester up. And Leicester's not exactly one where you look at them and go, oh yeah, I think the goalkeeper's going to have a weldy. It doesn't feel like that, does it? So, yeah, I've actually got the same as you. I've got 2-0 to Brighton as well. And I think that might be curtains. As I said on the main podcast, Clash of the Correspondents is getting brought forward to Tuesday this week. Leicester v Villa, because we can't record it any later than Monday night. And if I record it Monday night and none of them been sacked, I might be putting that audio in the bin by Thursday. Manchester United against Arsenal is the final game. Mate.
Yeah, mate. I have this thing where I like being right. So I've had to ditch my
doesn't everyone?
but I'm a competitive. To the point where me and my wife argue probably too much because I just like being right all the time. As much as I want a United dominant victory and a repeat of the 3-2 last year, I've gone 2-1 Arsenal. Sadly. I think we've got momentum and we've got a bit more of a game plan right now, but I don't think it's fully gelled and fused. I think we feel like we're about 6-12 months behind Arsenal in terms of the project that they've got going on. I just think Martinelli's looking great. Odegaard's looking solid. Although he might be injured, I think.
He's a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if Odegaard's out, he's been really pulling the strings. I might flip that round, but if he plays, I'll go with my original 2-1 Arsenal.
If Odegaard's out, that'd be a big blow to Arsenal, to be honest. I've got 1-1. I think I saw enough in the United-Liverpool game to know that if you can bring that intensity again, I think it's a good fixture for you in the sense that off the back of Liverpool, were you playing Southampton at home? it might be one of them where the crowd's flat again, but actually there's opportunity to build on that atmosphere that was built on from the Liverpool game. So having an opponent like Arsenal, there's no love lost between certainly the two sets of fans anyway. I think it's quite a decent fixture for you. I think it could go either way. Really, really do. It would be a huge victory for Arsenal because obviously everyone's saying you've had easy fixtures and stuff. So to have a statement win would be a really big deal for them in a high profile game away from home. I think the absence of the holding midfielders is potentially problematic, though. I'm going to go 1-1. That's what I've got. Right. Tell us about your FPL team. Yes, I remembered. And what you're planning to do with it this week, Adam.
Well, as I said at the start, I think I'm going to roll this week. I am itching to get Perisic in the team, but I don't think now is the right... If I've not gone there yet, I don't think now is the right time. So, I'll roll and go with 2 next week. At the back, I've got Sanchez in goal. I swapped him out for Ramsdale last week, and I thought I went a bit too early. 1 point swing, not an issue. And then I've gone 5 at the back this week. So I've gone Cancelo, Fofana, TAA, James, and Neco Williams. So I'm going to start him. As you said, if you'd had him, you'd do the same thing. I just think he could tear up. It could be a good week for him. This one might perk your interest. Sterling, I've had him since the start, and I was, among my mates, I'm an FPL expert, so I was getting a plethora of shit thrown at me for having him in the team. And I kept him the last 2 weeks, and he's done all right for me. So he's still there. I predicted 3-0 against West Ham, so hopefully he's involved in that. Salah, Martinelli in midfield to cap that off. So I'm going 5-3-2 with Haaland captain and Jesus is the other forward as per most other people in the game at the moment.
And you think Haaland captain?
Yeah, I'm not 50-50. I'd probably say I'm 70-30 in terms of likely to keep it on Haaland, because even if he gets 30 minutes, like, the guy's he's a fucking freak. He's in the nicest possible way. He could do anything. He could come on at 2-0 up and make it 5-0. It's nuts. He could start and score 5. And he brings him off after 60 minutes. I'm going to leave him there. I didn't captain him. I captained Salah last week. And it didn't burn me too much, thanks to the 98th minute equaliser winner from Liverpool. That stung a little bit. Like I said, I like being right. So I'm just going to leave it on Haaland for this week.
Okay. I don't think he starts. I obviously own him. Yeah. I don't think he starts. I just think, as I explained on the main pod, which, to be fair, Adam won't have heard at this point, that the logical benching which Guardiola promised us is this game, is the logical game. That's not to say it's a certainty. It's just taking the comments with us and knowing that they play again in the Champions League on Tuesday. So, as I said, I think it falls for De Bruyne for me. There's not a second to think of, should I go Kane for 1 week, or that's just not on the table. So I'm bust at the moment, interestingly, with Sessegnon and Perisic in the team. So it's Sanchez, Sessegnon, Perisic, Trent, Robertson, Cancelo, Martinelli, De Bruyne, Luis Diaz, Haaland, Jesus. Captaincy De Bruyne. I've actually just got the vice sitting on Trent at the moment. I don't feel like De Bruyne and Haaland as captain and vice makes a lot of sense, I don't think.
That's
obviously with Andreas Pereira in reserve as first sub. I think it's fine. Obviously, Perisic and Sessegnon aren't both going to start unless there's been some serious issues. So if there's no information, it's roll to transfer and just leave them in. Is where I'm at, I think. And hopefully I'll take 8-9 points from one and just take 1 point from the other. If I get the feeling that there's news that Perisic is starting, I think Sessegnon to Neco Williams makes sense. Timing-wise, just right. If I get word that Sessegnon's starting, I might go Perisic back to James.
Yeah.
But that will need Reece James to fall in price tonight.
It looks like he's going to, based on the various tools.
So can't tell you exactly what I'm doing. I would need some serious convincing today to put their armband back on Haaland. I feel like part of the game this year is captaincy is obviously going to be really important. And I know what the risk is obviously going against him. I think there are times to pick your battles, and this might be one where, I mean, you still said you think City win 5-0 at Villa, right? KDB could outscore Haaland. Yeah. KDB outscored Haaland against Bournemouth, didn't he? So it's not something that can't happen. I'm going to go with KDB captain, I think, almost certainly. Other than that, not got a lot more to add. So you're not playing dead differential or minus 56, Adam?
Sadly not, mate. I am trying to focus and maybe win it this year. What's your overall wank, by the way?
My overall wank, as in what, in FPL?
Yeah, yeah.
About 3 minutes, 30 seconds. No, it's it's 1.5 million at the moment. Sudge's up to 180k in FPL.
Mental.
It's absolutely smashing it at the moment. He beat me again this week, primarily, ironically, this is interesting, because he's got Salah and I haven't, interestingly. Right, let's sum up deads and the like for the last week. So, minus Sudge's dead team, 64 points. We've realised there's a problem. It's called We Don't Have Haaland, which has been much of the chat this week on the Zombie League channel. Or maybe I should have gone with him. That said, 20 points for Captain Mo, 6 for Jesus, 9 Mitrovic, 7 Wilfried Zaha, 12 Cancelo. Not bad, 64 points. We can live with that. The manager of the week for the dead teams is Paul Gort Allen with 84 points. Returns for Diaz, Cancelo, Salah, Mitrovic. Of course, Haaland captain. Above 80, also Raw Zombie Justard, S. Jarvis, FPL, Hesquibo. Wooden Spoon for the dead team. Under 40 scores, R. Mole, 39. Devlin Keith, 39. ZM, 38. Andreas Nick, 37. And Beth Hay, 37. Of course, we have a manager of the month, to which there is a prize of absolutely fuck all. But I will tell you, the manager of the month for August, and obviously has the overall lead so far, is Raw Zombie Justard, total of 356 points, leading S. Jarvis, Paul Gort Allen, M. Morrison, and Jen Bennett. The differentials, 50 points for me and Suj this week. Captain Sterling came in, I guess, for 16 points. No, it really did, actually, because only he and John Stones, 10, and Hugo Lloris, 5, Brandon Aaronson, 5, were only returns. So we were never going to captain John Stones. We did take a minus 4 to part, get John Stones. So the hits worked out as well, actually. That's not too bad, 50 points. Manager of the week scored plenty more, though. Scores above 60, there was 61 for Josh Charles, 61 for Mark Gregory. Bruno Herling got 63. Kirk Richards, 67. Joe Harris smashed it, 74. 5 from Lloris, 10 from Stones, 8 from Sterling, 7 for Zaha, 9 from Mitrovic. Captain for 24, Julian Alvarez.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Wooden Spoons in a differential league. FPL Cricketer, 32. Alistair Cooper, 32. Jack McDonald, 31. Charlie Benn, 31. Pato FPL, 27. Lloris, 5. Walker, 6. That's it. Got minus 1 for Dunk. That is a 4 for Foden. Tough times. Right, our differential team. Me and Suj. I think it's quite straightforward, to be honest, Adam, what we're going to do. So we're bust this week with Lloris in goal. Back 3 of Stones, Gabriel Robertson. Midfield 5 of Bowen, Kulusevski, Gundogan, Aaronson, Sterling. Up front, Welbeck, Vardy. On the bench, we've got Watkins, Castagne, Patterson. I don't have any interest in any of those three. There is an obvious transfer here, and that is Jamie Vardy to Darwin Nunes. Any arguments on that, Adam?
It depends. If he's on the naughty step from Klopp, depends. And look, Firmino's stepped back in and just said, fuck you, play me. So... he might keep him on, and see how he goes, especially against Everton, experience in the fixture, and then give Darwin 20 minutes. So that would be my only devil on the shoulder, mate.
Yeah, true. But then he showed in that half hour at Fulham, didn't he? The other thing is he's 7% owned. One little return here, and the moment might be gone.
Yeah, true.
And I also think that it would take serious explosiveness for people to be in a rush, though, to for him to go beyond the 20%. So yeah. I feel the opportunity is there to get him. Get him. The liberation is to take a minus four and sell Ollie Watkins on top for Alexander Isak.
Do you know what? I'd do that. That excites me more than the other one, but I think if you do both of them together, that's pretty good fun. I like that.
Yeah, I'm on that. That fixes the front line, I think. Makes it look quite exciting with the run that Newcastle were about to come into as well. I mean, just wait on Isak to see if obviously he's confirmed by Eddie Howe as available. I haven't seen the presser news yet. But yeah, Watkins Vardy to Isak Nunes and puts money in the bank. Seems like a decent minus four to me, despite the fact, yes, Villa come into better fixtures after City, but I don't know who's managing them. They might prefer Danny Ings, so he's going to fucking go. Right, that was quite straightforward. Minus 56, bad week for me. 53 points, means a net minus three. Returns for, I don't know, I got 4 points from Pascal Struck. Did he get the assist? Cancelo 12, Stones 10. So I had a decent platform up front. Returns for Jesus and Firmino. That was my lot. I captained Kevin De Bruyne. Bad fucking times. Suj destroyed me again. Right, manager of the week for the minus 56 was FPL Cobbler, 91 points. Returns for Cancelo, Martinelli, Jadon Sancho, Firmino, Jesus, Captain Haaland. Also, really good scores for James Brennan, FPL Cricketer, and Brooke Williamson did really well as well. Wooden Spoon, because it's far more fun to read these out. Under 40 scores, minus 56, Milburn, Joe Amrabat, man, 37. Ricky's dog, that's Ricky Saunders, was sick as a dog after being in Nottingham with me last Sunday. 31 points. What the fuck's happened to you there, Ricky? It's not the worst score, though. Alex Turner, our friend, 27. Returns for Kane, 5. Jesus, 6. Blanks for Meslier, Gomez, Chilwell, Saliba, Odegaard. Foden got a 4. Luis Diaz, Rodrigo, captain, Kevin De Bruyne. He did at least leave Lewis Dunk on the bench. Minus 56, manager of the month, also gets absolutely nothing. But Nia Duckworth has the lead with a total of 145 net. That's a 16-point lead over Connor Hay. And our good friend of the show, Dan L, is on 123, as is Shifo. Harry Clayton is on 121. My minus 56 this week is a bit of a mess because Adam just joined the Zoom and I went, fuck, I pulled a Suj. I hadn't done it. So normally I talk enough and Suj just blags it and he does it while we're recording. That wasn't going to work for me. So here we go. 3-4-3. I've gone Raya in goal. Back three of Reece James, Kieran Trippier and Ruben Diaz. Midfield four of captain Mo Salah, Ilkay Gundogan, Morgan Gibbs-White and Leandro Trossard. Up front, drum roll, Julian Alvarez, Richarlison and Harry Kane. On the bench, because I think I may need this cover this week, Starkosha, Gross, Nico Williams and Estupinan. So despite saying, yeah, I thought about putting Nico Williams on the captaincy metric, yeah, I've got him on the bench for a minus 56, but there you go, fuck it. I suppose that's why he's not in on there, really. Who do I leave out of that for Nico Williams? Gibbs-White, maybe? Trossard? Can't leave out Trippier or Diaz, can you? As much as it might be a good asset this week, it's not the answer, is it?
Maybe Trossard, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave Gross and Trossard on the bench at home to Leicester. got to stick one of them in, haven't I? I'm part thinking there's a good chance, like Gundogan and stuff as well, Diaz, these are all rotation risks this weekend, I think. So I may well need that bench as it happens. Right, I think that's it, actually. I could have let you go, couldn't I, Adam, as you're not doing any of these games? but thank you so much for your time, mate. Anything you want covered before we finish off? Any final thoughts?
No, mate, all good. It's just one of those weird things. I've been listening to you guys for years and I was trying to explain to my missus. I was like, I feel like I know him, but this is my first conversation. So, mate, pleasure. Thank you for having me. And yeah,
it's really nice. This, I mean, Sudge does my fucking head in, as you all know, anyway. So it's been really nice for me to have conversations with other people. But yeah, yours is a unique one, Adam, in the sense that everyone else I've had on this week I have spoke to previously. I've not had the pleasure. But what I can say is it has been a pleasure. And I certainly wish you best of luck for your travels, mate. And your time and contribution today is hugely appreciated, mate. Thank you very much. And I kept Adam waiting, so I'm very, very fucking grateful. Thank you, mate. And the drill didn't go off during the pod, I don't think. So that was quite fortuitous as well. I think they're having their door removed downstairs or something, as you do. Right, blinding. Just leaves me to say thanks again to Adam. The team news stream for advanced tier patrons will be at 5 p.m. today. Have a great weekend, everyone. As always, play it your way. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.